erotica. The title of the story is Husband's Christmas Gift, Part 3. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
5 p.m. Usually, at this time I would clock out and be on my way. But for the past few weeks, my wife has had to travel internationally on a last-second business trip, with this and work piling up due to class finals appearing just around the corner. I've had no opportunity to get my frustrations off. That was until I met her, Ms. Lindsay Collins, a freshman that transferred to this school just a few months ago. There were times prior where we had a casual conversation, some tutoring, and general advice. But nothing further ever happened besides the day before my wife had to leave. She started getting real flirty for whatever reason. She began sitting on top of my desk, staring at my papers, and even took quick glances at my chair. I first assumed she was just eccentric and quirky, but then I noticed her touching me more often. She would intentionally bump into me when I came into the classroom and then sway her hips as she walked to her seat. I could tell she wanted me, and I needed her if I was to keep my sanity. 2 p.m. the next day at the beginning of class. Oh, Miss Collins, could I have a word with you after school for our tutoring session this evening? In front of the whole class filled with 46 students collectively taking notice, she stood up and replied, "Sir, I don't remember ever asking for tutoring. Maybe you'd like to tell me and everyone else here what your reason for bringing this up is." My cheeks flushed. I stammered with my thoughts, but I knew I had to keep my demeanor in control. I wasn't going to back down. "Miss, you're barely maintaining a D currently. If you don't want a tutor, perhaps I could interest you with more essays to bring that grade up." The rest of the students snickered. Lindsay's face became beet red. She silently caved back into her seat and stayed quiet throughout the entire lesson, something she'd never done before. After class ended, she came to my desk like I asked and punched me in the shoulder. "What the hell was that for? That was for messing with me. And this is for always ignoring my affection." She kicked my shin, which left a bruise for at least a week. "Fuck, is this really what you call affection?" Lindsay suddenly turned timid. "I am sorry, sir," she said under her breath. "I just like teasing you is all. When you get all flustered and angry at all the little ways I torment you." "Please shut up," she giggled. "You're so funny, professor. It's why I don't tease anyone else except you." "Is that supposed to be a compliment?" "I don't know, sir. Maybe this will answer your question." She stepped closer towards my face. Both of us blushed like hell. Her arms wrapped around my shoulders as she bent down for a kiss. My mind went blank. Her warm face, her soft pouty lips with red lip gloss, her rosy cheeks and her cute tiny nose, her voluptuous figure, I mean her nice hair, her very nice silky hair. All of her was captured in one moment. The instant I felt her touch me affectionately was the moment I fell in love with my student. The moment I couldn't let her go. A few hours passed after our first kiss. She asked previously if we could share contacts and I agreed. She texted me that night about the tutoring session I mentioned earlier, and if I was still up for it. I surveyed my living room filled with depressing family photos of happy memories I won't have back and looked at my tub of ice cream on my lap while I'm slouched over. I looked like a complete slob. I realized that if I didn't go meet up with her that I would just be here all sad and lonely. It was humiliating. I replied to her text that I'll be at her place right away. She added that she still lived with her parents but that they're usually never home. I kind of wanted her to elaborate on why that is out of curiosity, but I thought it would be best to not beat around the bush. When I arrived shortly after, she greeted me at the front door with the cheekiest grin I've ever seen. She practically pulled me right out of the driver's seat and yanked my arm to come inside. Her house was huge, lights every which way, channeling up the stairway and all over the kitchen cabinets and around the countertop. It's like they celebrated Christmas all year round. Lindsay excitedly whisked me away up the stairs toward her bedroom. We then sorted through some of her assignments and what questions she got wrong or left blank. Goddamn, it's like half of these papers were never even touched. A little while passes and she proclaims that she's become, and I quote, "too tired to do this stuff anymore." "Bitch, I've been reading aloud and answering all your questions for you. How can you be tired from doing nothing?" I sighed in discontent. I was too tired to argue and so I just picked up my jacket and headed out the door. She grabbed my arm. 9 p.m. "Wait, professor. Please don't go, it's too early." "But I thought you were too tired." "I am, but I want you to stay for a bit longer." I reminded myself of how lonely the house looked with just her there in such a large space. I felt pity for her, and I didn't want to leave her either. We went back to her room accordingly. She crawled into her bed and snuggled up inside a blanket. Her whole set was like an animal plushie paradise. I counted at least 20 of them. There was a zebra, an elephant, a lion, a giraffe, a whole zoo all around the headboard and on top of her nightstand. She was like a princess lost in a world of her own. "Are you just gonna stand there, mister?" She giggled with a great big smile. "Why don't you lay here next to me?" I reluctantly humored her and joined in under the covers. It was much softer than I thought it would be. To think I was so uncomfortable about a situation like this just a minute ago. But being around her took all my worries away. Despite how questionable it looked, all the glares and presumptions society would give me, it still felt so right to be there, having held her in my embrace. We cuddled together and spooned until something had to alert the both of us. "Sir, are you pitching a tent down there?" I was too ashamed to reply, but my body wasn't. My hips seemingly had a mind of their own. I eagerly thrust into her tight slender thighs between her cute pajama bottoms. I couldn't help but moan while my pelvis slammed harder into her cushiony ass. I bit my lip and began pulling her closer to my chest and became more forceful with her. My mind needed release and only she could satisfy me. She began moaning too, whimpering as she covered her mouth with one of her plushies. I kept smelling her hair and neck. The aroma in the room started to smell like sex. The intensity was infectious. I could feel her getting wet down there, as did my throbbing cock leaking precum onto the mattress. None of it mattered. I just wanted to rip her clothes off right then and there. I wanted to grab her by the neck and claim her as mine. I wanted to force this brat to be submissive towards me and only me, and have her beg me to keep going. But it would all just be a facade, a roleplay, because I wanted her more than anything else in the world. I held on to her more roughly. My hands began searching around for anything to grope and fondle. My breathing was uncontrollable. I started a sort of faint growl as I panted feverishly in her ear. The bed frame shook more and more rapidly as I kept pressing further into her. It escalated so much that I became desperate to ejaculate. She threw her ass back to meet me. Rhythmically, we followed the same back and forth motion against each other. My balls tightened, my stiffness grew. On her end, she started playing with the tip inside my boxers with her hand, gently caressing and circling the head. Her fingers reached out to trace along my veins and frenulum. I followed suit and cupped her breasts more firmly while pinching her nipples and pulling them outwards. Our pace kept quickening. Our hearts beat like drums. Sweat and sexual desire emitted from our bodies, radiating pheromonic heat. I bit her neck like a savage animal from the sheer amount of ecstasy I was feeling. Hearing her yelp was what pushed me over the edge. I kept suckling and licking her neck and the back of her ear repeatedly. My mind couldn't think about anything but sex. I couldn't hold it in anymore. "I'm going to come. Stay still like a good girl for me and let me finish between your thighs," I whispered hypnotically in her ear. "Yes, sir, MM. Come for me. Would you like to be called Daddy instead? Does Daddy want to finish in his sweet baby girl?" Lindsay heightened her voice to sound like a bimbo fuck doll. My bulge twitched and throbbed again. My hips bucked up farther into her soft tiny palm. Her thighs squeezed me tighter as our legs intertwined, forcing me to be even closer. My heavy breaths trailed up her neck, leaving goosebumps. I pinched and twisted her nipples more ravenously, which turned her into a playful whimpering mess. "Come on, Daddy, come for me. I want to be covered in it and lick it all off for you later. Wouldn't you like that, sir? Don't you want to see me get nasty for you like a self-degrading slut? To always tease you until you can't take it anymore, and so you take your anger out on me. Take it out on me, Daddy. Pound me harder. Harder. Fuck." My voice bellowed as jizz sprayed everywhere, from our clothes to the mattress, and even some stuck to the headboard. And the poor animals. The senior fluffy elephant had seen better days. 12 p.m. The cleanup was a disaster. I didn't think such a mess could be made, but we finally scrubbed off all the affected areas and cleaned the sheets, plushies, and our clothes. We ate some pizza afterward and just now started a movie, because for some reason she wasn't exhausted anymore. So we decided, since there wasn't school tomorrow anyway, that I might as well just stay the night. We swaddled under a cozy blanket on the love seat, her head on my chest, my hand combing her hair. When I saw that she fell asleep, I dimmed the lights and turned off the TV. I slowly bent down to reach the top of her head and kissed it. And lastly, I wrapped my arms around her lovingly and squeezed her a bit before allowing myself to drift off as well.
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes.